I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The crackdown on Christians in Iran continues. Saheb Fadai and Fatima Bakhtiari just received sentences of 12 to 18 months for spreading propaganda against the regime. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says there's more.
It was written in the verdict that for Christians to claim that Jesus is Lord and that the Bible is their final authority can be perceived as an attack against Islam, which is far more open than it usually is. Usually we see charges almost deliberately hiding the religious element of this persecution, but this is quite open in terms of to hold Christian beliefs in Iran is perceived as unacceptable and an attack against Islam.
So praise God for working in Iran, but also please continue praying for the strength of our brothers and sisters in Christ there. And Food for the Hungry has been in ministry for almost 50 years, working to end all forms of human poverty. Mike Myers was Food for the Hungry's chief development officer, but last week he took over as their new CEO. We talked to Myers and asked why he's passionate about FH's ministry. He says,
I'm really excited about continuing the work of moving with all the countries we work in towards this idea of graduating communities from extreme poverty, not staying around, but really creating sustainable development work that allows people to move out of the situation they're in into a place that's sustainable and good for their families.
FH's work takes various forms like child sponsorship, food and health programs, refugee aid, and much more, all in the name of Christ. You can come alongside them or find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.